Superintendents want to know if the ruling by Judge Juan Colas means they have to reopen negotiations with teachers' unions and begin deducting union dues from their paychecks again. They got multiple answers to those questions on Friday in Madison at the annual meeting of the Wisconsin Association of School District Administrators. The answers came from Peter Davis, the attorney for the Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission, after he made this disclaimer.
What I'm about to say is not necessarily reflective of the views of the Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission as a legal entity.
Davis went on to describe a long list of possible implications for school districts and their unions. One of those is that, at least for the time being, most superintendents don't have to change anything they're doing now.
There's at least an argument out there that unless you were a party to those lawsuits, you are not bound in any legal sense to Judge Colas's decision.
That was somewhat reassuring to Barron Area School District Superintendent Monty Hallberg.
I'm going to proceed as I was going to proceed before the decision was made by Judge Colas. And I think we have to have some kind of guidelines to operate our schools. We got children in our schools. We got to pay our teachers. I'm going to do that in good faith. I'm going to do that reasonably and fair.
The federal courts will have the last say on whether the collective bargaining restrictions are constitutional. Oral arguments in one of the two pending federal lawsuits are set for today in the 7th District Court of Appeals in Chicago. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.